It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, May 6th, 2021. Often on our Thursday word feature, we explore words or phrases clustered around a common element, such as a similar word or theme. We're departing from that today because the four examples that follow don't really have a unifying thread that we can unravel. A source I often use for this feature is an informative little volume titled, Why Do We Say That? The Stories Behind the Words, Expressions, and Clichés We Use. And the very first entry in the book is A1. So why do we use the phrase A1 to mean the very best? Well, it seems that when the marine insurance firms of London formed the association that later became known as Lloyd's of London, they also started a shipping register, which rated the condition of the ships in the merchant fleet as well as the cargo they carried. The ships were graded by letter, and the goods they carried were evaluated by number. A meant the ship itself was perfect, and one proclaimed that the cargo was likewise flawless. Now, however, A1 applies to everything of the very highest quality, even steak sauce. Now, let's consider the word analyze. That comes to us from a Greek word meaning literally to loosen up. There would seem to be no connection whatever between the original meaning of analyze and how we use it today, but don't be too hasty. An original method of gathering tiny flecks of gold that were little more than dust was to scoop up the dirt in which they found themselves and toss it into the air over a pan. Just as tossing a handful of grain into the air winnows out the chaff, so the breeze would blow away the earth and the gold, which was heavier, could be collected in the pan. Moving on, we come to the expression mealy-mouthed, referring to an evasive, even devious way of speaking, typical of those who can't or won't take a firm stand on anything. Originally, the expression meant speaking in that sickeningly sweet manner associated with flatterers and sycophants. Actually, mealy-mouthed is a mispronunciation of the Greek melimutos, which means honeyed speech, the idea being that the sweet words are so sticky that the plain sense or the truth of what is being said is lost in all that goo. And finally, we'll consider monkey wrench, which, as you might expect by now, has nothing whatever to do with monkeys. Actually, according to tradition, the wrench with the movable jaw adjustable by a screw was first made by a London blacksmith named Charles Monk, spelled M-O-N-C-K-E. It was originally called a Monk wrench in his honor, just as a Stilson wrench bears the name of its inventor. However, since few people knew the origin of the word with the passing of time, it was soon corrupted to monkey wrench, making a monkey out of poor Mr. Monk, I suppose. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 6th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.